Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood, tips and tricks,
products we love,
and brands that we can't live without. Let's get into it. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year! I mean, I wonder how many of us have actually been celebrating last night doing anything, because we're pre-recording this, aren't we? And at this time, we don't really know what the rules are going to be.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there'll definitely be some people waking up this morning with sore heads, though, regardless of whether we could have gone out last night or not.
Yes.
You know, there's always a bottle of champagne to be drunk somewhere.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
What? Who am I kidding? I mean, Prosecco. Who am I kidding?
Yeah. No, champagne for New Year, not Prosecco. I mean, especially this year.
But let's be honest, if there's anything in the fridge that's got bubbles in it, you drink it. No one's being precious. So today being Friday means that it's a Q&A episode, and we decided to throw it out to you guys to ask us anything around the new year. So resolutions, things that we're looking back on 2020, things that we're looking forward to in 2021. And I guess, like, how has your year been, Georgia?
Well, if I look back, it's been mostly bad. Gosh, it's really difficult to reflect actually on the year, because I guess the first few months were, you know, normal-ish, and then March, everything turned upside down. There's been some really lovely moments. It's been so nice to, you know, be at home more with the kids and take, you know, there not be so much pressure to do something all the time. I think that's definitely something that I've learned, is that you don't have to jam-pack your weekends with the kids to have fun. You really, really don't. You know, there are things you can do at home, but equally, I'm so grateful that there are things to do out of the home. How about you, Zoe?
Yeah. Well, I mean, tell me the good things first, because I want to hear from you, because you're quite guarded about, like, certain areas of your life, but you've moved into your house and you're currently renovating it, and that's been positive, hasn't it?
That's been positive. Yes, that has been nice, but then equally living in it while not being able anywhere has been not so nice. Normally we would have, you know, gone away while James was off football, and we would have had like a good, you know, few weeks away, and so we would have been able to have like a lot of work done that we couldn't have while we were here. So that has been really nice, being in the house. And actually as well, like James said, if we hadn't spent so much time at home, actually all of the stuff we've chosen to do in the house would have been different. It's like we really got to know our home. Sounds so weird,
and what about your relationship?
We've been in a bit of a different situation, in that James did go back to work like quite quickly. So he had those few months where he, you know, was around a lot, and it was really tough. We've never spent so much time together ever in our lives, and it was absolutely horrendous. But thankfully he has a job that you can't do from home. Woohoo! Yeah, so he did go back quite early. And I think we've learnt loads, you know, this year, especially when it comes to communication. We are so much better at communicating now. And we've also learnt that we just don't want to spend that much time together.
And that's fine. And I think you guys are the couple that enjoy doing your special dates and, you know, doing stuff as a family, but you also really thrive off your own independence. And that's a really great quality to have as a couple. I think it's super important. You can't expect to get all things from one person, and you can't expect to spend 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with that person, which we've had to do this year. And for things, you know, for things not to come up. It's how we deal with them that's where the growth. Look at me, listen to me. Eh?
Oh, look at us, so wise.
Aren't we just perfect?
So tell me about your year.
Well, I think the positives, I think it's always good to start on the positives. The positives have been what we've done here at Made by Mamas, and all of the, like, I think we've done 88 podcasts this year. So when we went into lockdown, we had that chat and we were like, right, we've got to do it. Let's do two a week. Let's really support parents who are kind of feeling isolated or lonely. And that, I'm just so proud of everything that we've done. So that's really lovely. And luckily, you know, my career outside of Made by Mamas has been, like, I'm just so grateful that it's been good, because radio has been the savior this year. You know, I was asked if I wanted to record from home. I said no. I wanted to give myself the space to go in and do a professional job and just keep turning up the feel good. So I've really enjoyed it. You know, that side of it, I've really enjoyed. I think the growth in my relationship's been amazing. There have been points where I've thought, oh, I'm not sure if we're going to recover from this argument, because they were so bad and there was nowhere to go. And that was a bit scary. But I think, like you said, we've learned to communicate in a much healthier way. I'm not an easy person to live with, and neither is he. And I think when we're good, we're really good. And when we're bad, we're wicked. you know?
I know exactly what you mean.
But I've had to, like, look at myself and how I behave. And, you know, I think when you're around somebody the whole time, you expect them to perform in a certain way. And I use the word perform because it felt like a bit of a game show this year. It was almost like we were in the Truman Show. And when you've got eyes on each other all the time and you're, like, darting around one another to be that perfect person, when you're not having a good day, it's highlighted because you've got nowhere to go to get rid of some of that steam.
Yeah. And also, do you know what? I think a lot of sort of the things that we turn to when we're having a bad day, they were taken away from us. So it could be, you know, you go to the gym and then you go and sit in the spa for an hour after and you collect your thoughts and then you come out and you feel like a new person. Yeah. A lot of our lifelines were taken and we had to find new ones. We had to find new ways to pick ourselves back up. And also all those sort of superficial as well go-tos, like, you know, going and walking around the shops and buying yourself a new coat, right? Those things that maybe you would have turned to before if you were having a rubbish day and you just wanted some time alone, you couldn't do that anymore. So actually we've had to find, I don't know, I guess we've had to be a bit more creative in the ways that we lifted ourselves.
But also, you know, and I know that's the difference between you and me, because you go to the shops and you buy yourself a new coat, whereas I'll go and sit with my best mate and howl on her shoulder. And I think that's like, we've had both of those outlets taken away from us this year. And even, you know, even just that human touch, I mean, I found it really hard being told to stay away from people. And because my whole, and like you, Georgia, like our whole kind of ethos behind creating this platform was to be there for people, not to stay away. And I haven't liked what it's done to us as a society by, like, calling people out on trains or, you know, mask shaming people, or everyone's turned into the local policeman. And I think we need to, in 2021, really focus on bringing the community back again and making sure that we're being kind.
Totally.
And then I think, like, on the biggest sort of things, I think, you know, going through early menopause at the start of this year was one of the biggest things I've ever had to deal with. And I think I'm coming out the other side in accepting the person that I am sitting here today, and not trying to, you know, because there's been so many, not just the physical, but the sort of mental side of it, just kind of having to cope with that. But Doz has been amazing and he's been really understanding. So that's been like I can't wait to sort of write about this journey this year, because I haven't really been able to sort of process it. And then I think losing Caroline was just so awful and horrendous. And I think about her every day, but it's also taught me, which is what she always shouted about, was like living life like it was your last day, and trying to remember all of those good bits and trying to have a good time, because she was always laughing Obviously not at the end, but so yeah, highs and lows definitely. But wow, we'll never forget this year.
We definitely will not forget this year.
Oh my God, we got through it. We did.
Shall we have a little look at some of these questions?
Yeah, let's do it.
This is actually not a question, but I think it's a nice one to start with. Not a question. This is Beth, but you girls have kept me going after having my baby boy in March, and that is exactly why we do this podcast. So that is lovely.
Thank you, Beth, and it's really nice. You know, it's so lovely to hear that as well. And you know, you can always drop us a message. I think that's Georgia and I will always try. We don't have anybody doing our Instagram, so we'll always try and get back to you when we can.
Yeah,
we sit in the evening, don't we? And our husband's like, "What are you doing?" We're like, "Responding to our friends." What have you got?
No, exactly. So yeah, anyone can always drop us a message.
Yes. This is from Laura. It's my due date today. How much is okay to drink and breastfeed, especially for New Year's Eve?
I love that question. I don't know what the official guidelines are.
We've got to be careful here. Yeah.
I don't know what the official guidelines are, but there is such a thing as pump and dump.
Google it.
Yeah, exactly. You can definitely do that. I also saw someone on Instagram the other day saying that they try and give a good feed before the baby goes to sleep. And then they know they've got like a 2-hour window, maybe, especially if they're a newborn and they'll sleep, you know, for a lot of the day as well. In between, so they'll literally, as soon as they go to sleep, they'll then have a drink then, because then they know they've got like a 2-hour window before the baby wakes up or however long it is, so then they won't have to feed again. So you could maybe have a, you know, one drink every time the baby goes to sleep.
I think the problem is that we would love to give you our advice on this one, but you have to go and have a little look and see what the official government guidelines are on it, because we just can't give that advice out.
No, exactly. But yeah, there's definitely ways around it. Exactly. Yes, there are. We've got a couple of questions. What are your plans for New Year's Eve? This is a tricky one this year, isn't it?
Because what are your plans?
Yeah. Do you know what? This is really boring. I didn't want to be asked this because James and I can never celebrate New Year's Eve because he always has a game the next day. So that's the way it's always been for us. I think we had one New Year out when he was injured, and that's been it. So we are used to being at home, and usually we'll have friends over if we can, and we'll have like a really nice dinner, and the girls will have a few drinks, and then we're usually in bed by 10 though because of the game the next day, which is a bit rubbish, but that's how we've always done it, and that's what we'll do, I guess, if we can.
Yeah, and obviously I had the same life as you with Doz when he was playing, so we didn't do anything for like 5 or 6 years, but I to be honest with you, I think we're just going to be either with my sister and her husband Mark, her fiance, or we'll just be chilling at home, maybe having some friends around and just like you said, doing a dinner, but like it will be nothing special.
Low-key.
I don't think anyone's doing anything, are they?
No, I don't think so. And also, New Year, from what I gather from other people, there's always that expectation that you've got to have loads of fun. And I always think when there's that real expectation, people don't have fun. It's like almost too much pressure to have fun.
Yeah.
So I think the best thing you can do on New Year is just do what you yourself wants to do. And if that is drink and watch TV, do it. Doesn't matter. Yeah. If that is dance around on tables in a nightclub, if you're allowed, do it.
Nightclubs. If there's dancing around too many tables in nightclubs, I'm going to it. Where's that?
Exactly. There we go.
So we'll be back right after this.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Welcome back. Now, where were we?
This is from Courtney. Now we're at the end of the year. Are there any resolutions that you've stuck to? I haven't stuck to one yet. That's fine.
Did you have any resolutions last year?
The only one that I wanted to stick to is that I was carrying, that I was going to be carrying on with my exercise and running, because I just love that. I think that's just a healthy one for me. And I have stuck to that. That is part of my, it's almost like water to me. So yeah. It's, you know, I just need it mentally. I just crumble if I can't train. So yeah, I have done that. In terms of anything else, I don't think I had any other ones, to be honest. More sex?
Did you do that? Yes.
Yes.
I had one, which was to remember birthdays, anniversaries, and all of that kind of stuff. And I did stick to it until Christmas, when I bought loads of Christmas cards and didn't send them. But I have been so much better. I was so bad, like really, really bad at remembering to send a gift for someone's birthday, remembering to send a card, all of that kind of stuff. I was horrendous. And it actually made me feel really awful, because some of my friends are really good at it and I'm just not. So that this year I did make a conscious effort to try and mark all of those occasions, and I did do that. So.
That's a nice one. I think that's a really nice one. Yeah. But also, don't beat yourself up about that, Georgia, because you're running a business and you've got two small children.
No, I know, but so have my mates.
It's one of those ones. It's like, I don't do any of that. I don't, because there isn't enough, there aren't any more hours in the day. And I think you have to sort of figure out what's important to you when it comes to stuff like that. And I will call my friends and, you know, speak to their kids over FaceTime and do all that, and just, you know, explain that I haven't got enough energy to do anymore. That's fine.
It is fine. But well, I don't know what mine is for next year, but it'd be something along those lines, I'm sure.
I like it.
But here we go. This is funny. What age do your kids need to get to so you feel able to stay up past midnight? Oh gosh.
You're talking to the wrong person, and I'm really sorry, but I'm the ultimate raver. I can do a push through where I'm just still drinking tequila in the kitchen at 5 a.m. and I can still get up. I feel awful, but I just managed to do it because I prioritise having a good time over raising my children.
And also, you know what? That you do, like, I dread this. Like, I actually dread this before a night out. If I've got the kids the next day, I'm like, oh my God, I really need to, you know, I need to be sensible. And then I get out and I'm not sensible. And then don't get me wrong, the next day I'm always like, oh my God, why didn't I listen to myself? But then you just have one of those days where you just deliver everything.
Yeah.
You don't get up to make a drink. You just deliver it all in, and you watch films all day. And it's not the worst thing. You know you're going to get through it. Like, you will get through it. You have to get through it. So yeah, you do.
I think sometimes it's more important to have a really good time with your partner or your mates. You know, when we could have good times with groups of friends, than it is to feel okay to parent. Like, not all the time, but like the odd one, like a couple of times a year, you take a hit on it and you're like, that was worth it because I needed something for me. And it doesn't need to involve loads of money or going out for a big expensive meal. It could just be having a really fun kitchen party, just the two of you. And sometimes that resets you as a couple. I think it's really important.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the anxiety around the next day is a lot worse than the actual reality of the next day.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This question rolled on to this one. Do you keep your little ones up till midnight? No way.
No. Oh, yeah, I was thinking about this and I was trying to think, you know, when will I do that? And I just can't imagine there will be a time. I think by the end of the year, pretty much every year that they still live in the house, I'm going to be like, yeah, I'm ready for you to go to bed. I'm ready to have my time. Yeah, I'm ready to have my time in the evening. And I know that's difficult if, you know, you're going to friends' houses or whatever it is and you can't get babysitters, because New Year's Eve is difficult to find childcare.
Yeah.
But I think there has to be, you know, some time for adults only. Do you agree?
Oh, God, yeah. I'm all about the adults only. Like, I know I'm sounding like I don't like, I love spending time with my kids. And, it, you know, I give them everything for 13 hours a day. They are just everything. But then, you know, 7 o'clock comes around and I want them in bed and I don't want to see them again until 6:30 the next morning. And that's absolutely fine. I have no desire to sleep in the same bed as them. I don't want to. That's just me. Like, I need to put time back into myself to have a bath or to spend time with my husband or to cook a meal or to watch shit on the telly. Like, that's just what I want to do. And that's fine. I'm absolutely okay with that. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Yeah. So in short, no, we don't keep our little until midnight. Definitely not.
This is from Anna. Do either of you want more children? My second is 14 months and I just don't feel done.
In unison?
No. Anna, I love that you're not done. And I think if you're not done and you've got that itch, then, you know, if the situation's right for you, you want to have another baby, go for it. I think that's amazing. I can't have any more children and Ozra has had a vasectomy, so we are done. Georgia and James have just made the decision.
Yeah, we've made the decision. We will not be having any more children. But I do feel done. That's the difference, isn't it? Yeah. I really do feel done. Yeah. But I know so many people who, you know, are in exactly the same boat. They've got two or even three and they still don't feel that like, right, that's it now. And I do think if you don't feel that's it, you're never going to regret having another child. You'll only regret not having another one if you have that desire. So if you can... then yeah, of course.
Yeah.
This is from Kimberly. What will your personal and career goals be for 2021?
A lot of stuff we can't talk about, which is really frustrating, but we've got a really exciting year for Made by Mamas next year.
Yes.
And
I think something we can say is that we want to do more stuff in the flesh, don't we, this year?
Yes.
This year, Zoe, because this year everything has been online and we really, really want to meet everybody face to face and we want to do stuff in person. So that is something, that's a career goal this year.
Yeah, that is. And I think we're going to be focusing on that for 2021. So basically coming to a town near you.
with
banners and alcohol. I think on a personal level for me, it's got to be separating work and home and home and work a bit better, because obviously of everything that happened in 2020, work was home, and so it was like there wasn't a cutoff point, and I want to be more present for the family and for Doz. I'd love to also just do a few kind of cheeky weekends away with Dozza, because we didn't do enough of that. Like, we love dancing in the sand and like listening to music and just kicking back together, and I think we just missed that this year, so hopefully we'll get to do it.
Yeah, mine's similar actually. It's having that cut off, like you say, between work and home life, and being just spending more quality time with the family this year, like going away, doing all those little things that we used to say we would do when we actually could do them. You know, like James gets a weekend off randomly. We always used to be like, oh, we should have taken the kids to Disneyland Paris this weekend. Why didn't we do that? And then obviously this year we couldn't do it. So we will be more like spontaneous with those sorts of things, because we only get, you know, the odd weekend here and there that we're able to. And we're just going to make the most of them. I think that's what it's going to be.
Gigi's going to nursery as well.
Yes. Yeah, she will be. Hopefully. Right. Next question. How to stay calm with a tantruming 3-year-old and a baby? Shouty mum here. Hate it.
Oh, don't worry. Yeah. Firstly, like we totally hear you, and we're both shouty mums as well sometimes. And look, we have to be shouty mums. I think it's really hard, because in what other area of your life are you ever shouty? Like, I don't ever have arguments with people apart from Doz. I don't shout, you know, it's not how I communicate. And I think the kids do not listen to what you say. It's like they're born to disobey you. And I'm not talking about being a dictatorship over here. It's like, please, can you go and get your wellies? Or please, can you go into the bathroom and brush your teeth? Or please, can you pass me a hair bubble? And they just don't do it. Like, Luna just will not do it. And it's the only side of that relationship that I can't quite it's almost like she does it on purpose. So I have to become very firm, and with the firmness comes a bit of yelling and a bit of voice raising, and then she bursts into tears, and then I have this whole emotional stuff that comes with it. I love you so much. I'm like, this isn't about love. This is about the fucking shoes that you need to put on. Do you know what I mean? Like that that side of it is very frustrating for me. And I still, you know, Dozza, they don't muck around with Dozza. They only do it with me. So there's something in my sort of parenting technique that isn't quite firm enough, I don't think.
Yeah, no, we're the same in this house. We have like good cop, bad cop. James is definitely bad cop, and I'm definitely good cop. As in, like, James, yes, like you say, James is a lot more direct.
Yes.
Like, go and put your shoes on. This is what we've got to do. And I'm a bit more like, oh, when you finish that, could you go and put your shoes on, please? I would really love that if you did that. I hate if you did that for mummy. All of that kind of stuff. So yeah, I feel you. I'm really,
How do we stay calm? To stay calm, I think deep breaths. I think a really good technique is walking into a separate room, taking five deep breaths, and in that moment you can kind of press reset, because the worst thing is when you get into like a shouting match where the, you know, the volume of voices are raised and there's tears, and it makes me feel very anxious. So my advice to you is take yourself away from the room for a second if you can, knowing that the babies are safe, and just take some deep breaths and just reset, and then come back. Make sure you've got your protective bubble around you and you can handle it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Should we just end on the, it's a cliche, but where do you see yourselves in 5 years? That's from Claire. Go on, Jay.
Where do we see ourselves in 5 years? Oh, gosh. I mean, when I think about it, a lot of it is career related, and it's a lot of stuff we can't talk about, which is a bit annoying. But I hope we're still having these conversations on the podcast in 5 years. Yeah. And I hope we're able to have these conversations in person as well, in front of people maybe.
Yeah. Tour.
Yeah, I hope we get to go on a tour. I also hope that this kind of support network, support system that we've created this year, we can help more people and we can grow it. And, you know, just that no mum will ever feel alone because of this lovely group of people that we've created and brought together.
Yeah.
So that's definitely a, I guess, where I see myself in 5 years. And in 5 years' time, Axel and Gigi will both be at school and I'll be enjoying my free time.
Free time. We've got an empire to run, Georgia. Free time.
I'm still carving out some free time. How about you, though?
Yeah, I think you've said it all, really. I think in terms of us, you know, we want to do all the big ones. Like, we want to do baby products and book and tour and all that kind of stuff, which we're working towards. And I think personally, I think it there's a chance, maybe not in 5 years, but we might have moved into our, well, we will definitely have moved into our forever home by then, but just depends on where it's going to be. But yeah, that's the big project for us, is to try and buy somewhere that we can renovate and do up, and kind of, because we're in a rented house still, so I would really love to be somewhere where we can actually put some roots down.
Lovely.
Yeah.
And I hope it happens. And it will happen. Not I
it
hope
will it happen.
Happen. It's all going to happen.
It is all going to happen. Sure. But we just want to wish you all a very happy 2021. We're into it now. We're ready to go. Hopefully you've had a lovely restful period over your Christmas break.
Yeah.
And we're going to be back on Tuesday with a fantastic chat to kick off the year with. Starting off the new year with the most fantastic guest, we've got Frankie Bridge on the podcast.
Yeah.
She's such a dreamboat. So make sure you're listening for that one. It's going to be great. So
always,
we would love you to rate, review and subscribe to the podcast. And if you could give us a little 5-star, that would be amazing.
Yeah, please do. And as we're kicking off the new year, then any suggestions for guests, for topics you want us to cover, please DM us at Made by Mamas or on Zoe's channel at Zoe Hardman. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.